The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission was created to prevent discrimination in the workplace, but critics say its effectiveness has slowly been undermined by diminished budgets and backlogged cases. Commentator Betty Baye says, Americans better realize this commission needs a helping hand, and people better realize it before it's too late.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission was created in the heyday of civil rights legislation in 1965. But lately, an urgent email is sounding the alarm that the EEOC, which is supposed to protect Americans against workplace discrimination, is in crisis. What brought this on, the email says, are round after round of budget cuts that since 2001 have cost the EEOC 20% of its staff and spawned a reorganization proposal to downgrade several EEOC district offices and to replace trained specialists with a national call center staffed by operators. It's being projected that by the end of 2007, the EEOC will have a backlog of 47,516 unresolved charges of employment discrimination. That's up from the 33,562 unresolved charges in 2005. The urgent email that's going around is encouraging people to lobby Congress to reject President Bush's proposal to appropriate $4.2 million less for the EEOC next year than in this year's budget. Starving federal agencies that are supposed to be protecting American civil rights is the evidence that we are sadly in a post-civil rights era. But weakening civil rights has long been on the agenda of congressional conservatives, and one of their winning strategies has been to appoint African Americans, Latinos, and other people of color to key positions who actually don't support the missions of the agencies to which they've been assigned. Case in point, now Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas used to be the EEOC chairman in the 1980s. And what mainly recommended him for that job to President Reagan were Thomas's public utterances that identified him as an African-American who'd most likely worked to weaken the EEOC's response to discrimination complaints. And Thomas did not disappoint. When it opposed Thomas's nomination to succeed the revered civil rights icon Thurgood Marshall on the U.S. Supreme Court, the American Association of University Women did so, it said, because when he headed the EEOC, Thomas, quote, undermined the effectiveness and credibility of the agency by publicly expressing his personal opposition to affirmative action programs, even those ordered as remedies following a finding of discrimination. Thomas reportedly permitted 13,000 age discrimination cases to lapse by failing to have them investigated within the legal time limit. Today, others who've been strategically placed throughout the federal government to undermine civil rights are repeating what Thomas did at the EEOC in the 1980s. Unfortunately, many Americans aren't going to realize what's happening, what they're missing, until they've been discriminated against and wish to challenge their mistreatment through the EEOC, only to discover that there's nobody left in government to lend them a sympathetic ear, much less help them fight for justice.
Betty Baye is a columnist for the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky.